So for doing this meditation, stand with your feet about shoulder width apart. You can stand on the cushion or on the hard floor. It doesn't really matter. Kind of have your knees slightly bent, so you're not rigid, but just have them slightly bent. Kind of try to get the weight, you're perfectly balanced on top of your feet. So you might just like move forward and backwards, sideways a little bit, and just sort of just get a sense of where that perfect sense of balance would be. And pay attention to your spine. Sort of, even when I'm sitting, I sort of get this image sometimes of like a string attached to the top of my head, and sort of lifting up, and I'm sort of dangling from that. Sort of, this is actually a great posture also to sort of visualize the skeleton and just sort of sense that you're balancing around that. And once you feel fairly balanced, and one of the interesting things about this meditation is to just have the intention just to be standing here, and not to be moving, but just to be standing still. And just notice how the body's continually making micro adjustments. Like it's almost impossible to stand perfectly still. And if you were standing perfectly still, you'd be like really tense. You have to be tensing every muscle in your body to stay perfectly still, and that's not what we want to do. We just want to be just being balanced perfectly over our hips, with the spine being straight. One thing with walking meditation and the standing meditation is I find the standing meditation very valuable because we have to have the intention to be standing. If we, even though we're just standing and just being balanced, if we just stopped having this intention, we'd probably fall over. Like, might collapse onto the floor. Don't want to scare you, but the very first time I did this was with Rosemary Wiseman, Steve Wiseman in Thailand. The person standing right next to me fell asleep when he was doing this within like the first minute of doing meditation and fell over backwards and cracked his head. He didn't hurt himself, but woke everybody else up in the room. But for the rest of the retreat, everybody was wide awake during the standing meditation. We're not going to stand that long. Their practice was standing for an hour for the very first time he stood. As you're going to notice here, I'm not going to take it too far, but very quickly your feet are probably going to start hurting. It's quite an interesting, just paying attention to how the body, the reactions change, how the feelings change. Just to breathe naturally. Hold your hands completely at your side if you wish to hold them like you would in your lap or behind your back. It's not really that important. But it is, I wouldn't be swinging the arms or anything like that. But just trying to stay as still as possible without forcing. With walking meditation, very similar to this, like I say, the attention, with walking meditation, your ability to become concentrated is sometimes even stronger through walking meditation, because you have to have the intention to be doing the walking meditation. Your mind might wander off and you might waste the entire walking meditation period if you're not skillful, but you still have to have intention to be walking. Whereas with sitting meditation, as we all know, it's very easy to end up in the Bahamas or someplace else and the bell rings and we weren't even ever aware of our body or our mind throughout the entire sitting. So with the standing and walking meditation, it's really good to just keep bringing the mind back to being aware that you're actually having the intention to stand. just feel gravity. Actually, say don't fight that sense of weight or the sense of gravity pulling the muscles down. It's really, if you find a really perfect balance point for your skeleton, you can actually just feel the earth is pulling you down. And actually just allow that to be in your perception, just allow it to be a pleasant sensation. Just, if you feel your body resisting or trying to tighten up, just, especially if it's like fighting the gravity, just allow your body to go with that. The only sort of muscle control you need is to stay balanced. One of the questions you can ask is, how many muscles do you actually need to engage to stay balanced, to stay standing? Using any muscles? Do you really need to use any muscles in your arms or in your fingers? Is there any tension there? Can you just let them completely relax? Or in your back or in your chest? In your hips? Are there any muscles in your legs that you can just soften anyway? Maybe you do have to use those for balance, but maybe not quite to the extent that we're exerting effort. You don't need to have any tension or heat. Any muscles there, can we just be lightly engaged? Just continually scan the body. You might be surprised you release the tension in your shoulders, but when you came down into your feet and you come back up in your shoulders and they're tense again. How'd that happen? Just relax. Just continually do this body scanning from the top of the head down into the feet. Just noticing if there's any tension or muscles that you don't need to be engaging. So many times during the day that we actually are standing, waiting for that grocery clerk to become our neutral person, waiting in line to pay for our gasoline, or even waiting in the kitchen for our microwave to finish cooking whatever it's doing. So many times we're standing. Though we might be engaged in activities, there's probably many times that we're doing those activities that we're actually using muscles just officially that we don't need to be using. I was just paying attention to this last week at the monastery when I'm doing tasks or chores. How many times I was like overly gripping the hammer. Right hand, and so why is my left hand tense when I'm using the hammer with my right hand? I relax my left hand. Well, when I was hammering the nails, like, why was I squinting my face? Why was there tension in my face when I was using the hammer? I was wearing safety glasses, so there was no reason to protect my eyes. It was just a habit, not really being aware of the body. Just learning to relax parts of our body that we don't need to use, find that we actually have a lot more energy. Have a lot more energy for meditation later in the day. For sitting meditation maybe. Maybe more energy for being present for other people. More present for our own experience, what we're feeling. where you're really connected with the body and you're just really present. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling much more peaceful, relaxed right now than I was when I was sitting. This might be a good opportunity just to very gently, like we do in walking meditation, just every few moments to sort of introduce that thought, may I be happy. Just let that very peaceful, like almost the gravity of feeling pulling our body down, just let that intention from the top of our head just feel the gravity and sort of let that permeate our entire body. And intention is feeling, may I be happy. And just feel the gravity just pulling that down into our every fiber of our body. May I be happy. Also with a kind of energetic, peaceful, relaxed, but energetic practice of standing. Sometimes I really get this really strong sense of the energy of the body. Because, you know, it's relaxed. All the muscles are slightly engaged. There has to be that intention to stand. And you actually might feel the sort of vibration more easily of the body, the entire body. Because we're not walking, so we're not. There's a lot of distraction when you're doing walking meditation. You are very present in the body during walking meditation, but it's many external distractions. Or just the movement of the body hides other, it's hard to pay attention to all the entire body in one scan. But any here we can do that. We can be aware of the entire body and just noticing that. The energy that it, that this body is, it's just a continual process of changing energies, flow. If you do start feeling a little bit sore, it's kind of, this is a new practice for you. You do need to move your feet. You can do that if you wish. You don't have to. If you wish to sit down, So even for this type of meditation at the end of it, we can just, if there's any goodness that came from learning a new meditation technique or trying something new, if there's any goodness from that, we'd share that with other beings. Just have that thought, that intention of sharing goodwill, sharing any goodness with other beings.